Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. A beautiful Tuesday morning, and on the phone, well, on Zoom, actually, we've actually got Dr. Corinna Midgley from St. Francis Hospice. Morning, Doctor. Can I call you Doctor or Corinna? Or
Corinna's fine.
Corinna.
Hello.
So what do you actually do for St. Francis Hospice, Corinna?
Well, I do two things. One of the things I do is that I'm a doctor, so I'm a consultant in palliative care. And at the moment, my remit is really for people at home in the community. And the other role I have is as medical director, which means that I have an oversight role, a strategic role to really make sure that we're doing the best we can as a hospice alongside my CEO and my other colleagues in that position.
Now, I've just read that the hospice over the past year has cared for 1,674 people. That's over 30 people a week. How do you do that so much?
That's right. Well, it's hard work. And we have a number of different services and we care for people in different ways. Some people need really intensive care. So they would be people, for example, who might need our inpatient unit. And that's a 24/7 unit for people with complex problems, symptoms and so on. Or it might be quite light touch. It might be somebody who needs a bit of support, a bit of signposting, some companionship. So it really varies how much or how little people need. It is through hard work.
Yeah, a lot of hard work by the looks of things. 1,600, I was quite shocked. I never thought it was anywhere near that. Mm. Now, I know the hospice needs, I think it's about £8 million a year, and it's something like 80% is brought into the hospice to pay for, obviously, this palliative care for people by donations and funds, really, that people want to give, and fetes and galas and carnivals that you do, and the big... Yeah, it used to be called the Big Yellow Quiz. I think it's called the Big Orange Quiz now.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's getting harder and harder to do during lockdown, surely.
It is. It's a phenomenal job. I mean, I think a lot of people would think that a hospice is paid for by the NHS, but it's not. And our hospice does get money from the NHS. It gets about 25% of its running costs, but all the rest we have to raise through fundraising. And that is really hard. And it's much, much harder now because of COVID, because there is so much we can't do at the moment. Very, very hard.
Everybody's facing it.
The NHS has helped a bit in COVID times. It's given us some extra money for the first 3 months. But we're constantly trying to think about ways of raising our profile and trying to share what we do with people so that they'll understand and they will help us. We need everybody's help if we're going to continue to care as much as we do.
Now, I know you wanted to come on today to talk about Hospice Care Week, because that started yesterday on Monday morning, goes through till Friday. Is that right?
That's right. Well, Hospice Care Week is an annual event, and it's a national event. And the idea is that all local hospice services get the opportunity to come on the radio and get into local papers, go out into the community and share what we do and raise our profile. Because mainly people only know about hospices after they've needed them.
Yeah.
They don't really realise what they do until they've needed them. So we have to find a way of making sure that people do know that we're here and do know what we do so they can help us, and so that they can get referred at the right time and get the support they need when things are difficult.
Well, I mean, you need as much money as you can. I mean, 1,674 people is a shocking amount of people, and that's all for free, isn't it?
Yes, it's all for free. And I think it's just such important care. I think probably many listeners, certainly many of my staff and almost all of my volunteers, have experienced what it's like to try and support and care for somebody that we love who is in advanced illness stage or who may be dying. And it's really difficult. And everybody needs experience around them. Everybody needs expertise. Sometimes that journey is complicated and challenging. And I just think hospices are fantastic.
I do too.
And
really
give that help when other people can't.
Well, Dr. Corinna, thank you very, very much for coming on the show. If anybody would like to donate their time or just volunteer something, or even if you want to give even a pound, just a pound, they need as much money as they can lay their hands on. And the website is sfh.org.uk. Dr. Corinna, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.